Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray, on this Monday morning. By the way, did you catch any of that Women's Rugby World Cup on Saturday morning? I watched about the last half of the game, busy right off the start of the morning, but was able to get to a TV and check it out from just before 10 o'clock or so. I know there were a number of watch parties that were happening. Some of them were actually fundraisers. There was one in Regina for the food bank. But a tough loss for Team Canada. Good on them for making it to the World Rugby Women's World Cup title. But England, boy, they're a strong team. 33-13, the final. 82,000 people in that stadium. I mean, people were talking about the Brandt Center in Regina last night being packed for Bryan Adams. You talk about Mosaic Stadium being packed for a Ryder game. 82,000 people in the stadium. Great for women's rugby. And congrats. Just a quick note to Gabby Senft, who is one of many players on that Canadian team. But, of course, Gabby's from right here in Saskatchewan. In fact, we've had her on this program before. So happy for them. Silver medal. Obviously, I know they weren't they wanted to finish it. They wanted to come home with the gold. But a silver medal, absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. And really proud of our Canadian women's rugby team. Well, typically, this is the time of year. I mean, the weather's still nice, but many Canadian snowbirds are starting to think about, okay, going south this winter, starting to think about their plans. According to a recent survey by Royal LePage, this caught my eye enough that we wanted to have the conversation on the show. More than half of Canadians who own a property in the States are considering selling it within the next year. Over 60% of the survey respondents say it's because of political uncertainty. Now, on the flip side of that, those Canadians who are planning to sell their property down south are planning to reinvest it in the Canadian housing market, which is kind of an interesting thing, how that's going to affect the housing market in our country. It's kind of reflecting that whole Buy Canadian movement that we saw pushed early in Trump's second term here once the tariffs were announced. I'm excited to have our next guest join us to talk a little bit about this. Annalise Culieri-Allegretti is the Vice President of Research and Communications with Royal LePage, and I'm happy to have Annalise joining us by phone this morning. Thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So this recent survey shows that more than half of Canadians who own U.S. property are considering selling within the next year. Did you get a sense of can you break down the why?
Yes, definitely. And that's the first question we asked to those who answered yes. So the number one reason, as you mentioned, is a concern, a sense of unease over the current political administration. And I think also looking forward is sort of, could this get worse? Could things change? Not only among those who said they're considering to sell, but also among those Canadians who said they just recently sold. So within the last 12 months, that was also the number one reason. But of course, there are other reasons as well. A few respondents, a smaller percentage, but some respondents did say that the main influence was actually an increase in severe weather events. Obviously, with climate change a major factor, I mean, we're seeing more earthquakes and flooding and the sort, you know, especially in coastal areas. And that is a concern for some. And of course, the economy is going to play a role in there as well. Generally speaking, even outside of the current administration, if we look at historical trends between like 2010 and 2015, when you can kind of point to our dollar being much closer to par with the U.S. dollar, there were upwards of 30,000-40,000 properties per year being sold to Canadians in the last 5 years in that kind of post-pandemic market. That number is closer to 10. So I think we cannot make light of how much the dollar and the expense of just travel in general has gone up, but that is having an influence. But among those who said, yeah, I'm really thinking about selling my property in the U.S. very soon, the number one reason was a concern over the current administration.
Is this a regular survey that Royal LePage does, Annalise?
No, this is actually new for us, and it very much was sort of something that came out of conversations that we have, you know, with our experts, with our realtors right across the country, with our economists. On a regular basis, and the Buy Canadian movement, as you said, has been very prominent since Trump took office. And this kind of shows that it's, you know, it's no different in real estate as well.
Mm-hmm. Annalise Coulieri. Right, exactly. Annalise Coulieri Allegretti is my guest, Vice President of Research and Communications with Royal LePage. Do you get a sense of, is this a temporary departure from these investments in the States? Will we see it, Canadian snowbird behavior return, for example, when there's a change in government?
Yeah, I think there's always going to be a desire for Canadians to want to escape our cold winters, you know, until we can manufacture sunshine in the dead of January and February. I don't think that desire is going to go away forever. But it really will depend on how the next, you know, 6 months, year, 2 years unfold and how relations between our two countries proceed. We know that our government is going into renewed trade negotiations this fall, and the outcome of that could certainly influence how Canadians feel about buying in the U.S., about traveling to the U.S., about buying American products. I think that's a sentiment that you know Canadians take very seriously. We're very patriotic. In general, travel to the U.S. is down about 10% this year, so not just those who own, but those who just vacation there as well. And as you mentioned, among those who say they're planning to sell or who recently sold, more than a third actually said they would reinvest in Canadian property. And we know that snowbirds, for the most part, own properties that they're actually using. Not so many of them are using them as investment properties, but as actual vacation properties where they reside for many months of the year. So if a good chunk of those come back and reinvest in the Canadian recreational market, you know, they may be trading in their bathing suits for skis. Who knows?
I'm curious to know, in Saskatchewan, we have a number of people. I know a number of people who will go down as snowbirds in the winter, and many of them own their own property. Arizona, I would suggest, is one of the main destinations for people from this province. But do you have an idea, Annalise, about the demographics or the regions of Canada that are affected by this the most?
Sorry, I didn't catch the last thing you said. The demographics or?
Yeah, the demographics or regions of Canada affected by this the most?
It's Canadians right across the country. I think for the most part, it's not separated by geography so much as age. We know that a lot of snowbirds are, you know, kind of in the older demographics of Canadians, boomers, those who are retired, who can afford to spend more time outside of Canada. But, you know, that could be changing too with remote work. Younger people could be spending more time, you know, away from home given that they can work remotely. But it's pretty evenly spread right across the country in terms of those who do spend time south of the border.
You alluded to this earlier, Annalise, in one of your first answers, but I'm wondering if you can kind of draw the mental graph for us on what we've seen the market do. Canadian buyers, U.S. properties, let's say in the last 20 years, where was the first big boom and how have we seen that fluctuate over the years?
Yeah, so the National Association of Realtors in the U.S., which is similar to CREA, tracks this. And so if you look back about 15 years ago, there was about, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 times more Canadians buying on a regular basis in the U.S., and that's mainly in, you know, as you mentioned, Arizona, Florida, California, parts of the Carolinas, but kind of in those Sunbelt areas. And we've seen that that wave sort of steadily decrease, not just for Canadians. Canadians do make up the biggest chunk of foreign buyers of U.S. properties, but not just among Canadians, among other international buyers as well. And that's you know, very likely correlated to just sort of increasing expenses associated with buying property in the U.S. What the National Association of Realtors did was they polled their realtors last year, and something I found super interesting was that they've kind of shown over the last year the increase in sales from Canadian buyers has gone up about 2.5%. So, you know, the trends that we've kind of found in our survey and what the association is reporting south of the border is you know, very evenly correlated that mm-hmm. That Canadians are definitely thinking twice about keeping their homes in the U.S.
Annalise Cullieri-Allegretti is my guest, Vice President of Research and Communications with Royal LePage. So I mentioned this off the start, but the survey also shows that almost a third of respondents plan to reinvest proceeds into Canadian real estate, reflecting, I would suggest, this growing buy Canadian mindset. How big of a bump would this be? Is this a footnote on a final national report, or is this enough that it will make a difference in our economy and our country?
Yeah, I think, it's hard to say if everyone who answered the survey will actually make the move to sell the property and buy, and if yes, how quickly will that happen? But no doubt we are expecting a boost in demand, especially in our recreational markets, in the spring and summer of next year. I don't think a lot of that will correlate to mainstream markets like urban centers and, in Toronto, Vancouver, Regina, Saskatoon, those kind of things. I think it will go more towards the recreational market. As we know, many of those homeowners from these properties in the U.S. were using them as vacation properties, so likely they'd be looking for a cottage or a chalet to sort of, replace the property that they would have sold in the U.S. And those markets have been, really supply strapped for a long time. If we think that development has slowed in the main residential markets, it's even more difficult to get new property built in the cottage and chalet markets across the country. So that increase in demand could definitely put some upward pressure on prices and increase competition in our recreational markets next year.
I'm curious. We're almost out of our time here, Annalise, but I'm curious to know. We have seen, as a result of on the bigger scale, the trade wars, everything that's going on, we've seen a change in advertising behavior. We've definitely seen a change in government policy. Do you expect to see federal government, for example, see this as an opportunity to capitalize on this? Will there be incentives rolling out, for example, of this niche market in the country?
It's an interesting question. I think the government, the federal government, especially when it comes to housing, is sort of limited in how much impact they can have through policy. But it's such a delicate balance between, increasing supply that we know we need, even at the moment where many markets, are reporting an increase in inventory and more supply than demand because buyers have sort of been sitting on the sidelines. We know that fundamentally we still lack supply. So whether the government would actually take the step to encourage, Canadians to sell properties and rebuy in Canada is probably unlikely, but in general, the kind of buy Canadian movement, buy local, and keep even vacation dollars, vacation spending, travel spending in Canada, I think is something that, whether through the government or, like you said, through advertising and sort of a general societal move, is pretty popular right now. I can't see the government really making a push for the sale of U.S. properties and a rebuying in Canadian real estate. Specifically in the recreational market.
Sure. Before I let you go, a couple of people asking online if this is publicly available. Is this report available for folks?
Yes, certainly. So all of our reports are widely available both in our media room, which is royallepage.ca/media room, or they can find more sort of digestible articles with graphs and such on our blog, which is www.blog.royallepage.ca.
Good stuff, Annalise. Thank you so much for your time. Great to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Annalise Cullieri-Allegretti, who is the Vice President of Research and Communications with Royal LePage, an interesting study they did to show that maybe the behavior is changing of some of our snowbirds, particularly those who own property in the States. A few texts came in while we were having that conversation. We'll take a break and visit those when we come back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.